Hello, I am Kutazumla, the founder and president of Voice It in Action. The president's call for a national dialogue was very interesting. And I thought to myself, how did this come about? How were people selected to be a part of the dialogue? And I realized that, look, there's a lot of activities that are happening. We might not know everything. As a country or as a community or as individuals. But when these programs come up and they have a key message in sight or, a key goal, I mean, the dialogue that was mentioned that helped us to, overcome the apartheid era and to transition from the apartheid regime into what we now see as freedom. I mean, yes, it's still missing certain aspects. And I believe that building up from that particular dialogue, the next one, will help us to deal with various issues. We do have various individuals, young people, ourselves as an organization, doing various activities, and our voices need to be heard. Our solutions need to be heard. And I think this would be a very interesting platform to kind of share some of our challenges, some of our ideas and solutions, because I mean, we are the future. 30 years from now, we need to be telling a different story of support, of how we were empowered to do what we are doing, what we have achieved, and what we will be, what we've achieved in terms of making a difference in our communities. So I welcome the suggestion or the plan, rather, by the president and the selected individuals, to prepare for this national dialogue and perhaps a call to South Africans to participate in activities that have been brought up. Looking at the intentions of the dialogue, building up from the apartheid era, we do have current day challenges, unemployment, inequality, poverty, that are critical challenges that are exacerbating some of the challenges that we are seeing in our country, violence, etc. So if we can deal with these, and I'm hoping that the dialogue would also give space to to us as the youth to really not only share our ideas but to actually be empowered. I mean, we've shared many ideas throughout the years. I believe many other entities are doing the same, but are we getting the necessary support? So there are some gaps, and I hope that this dialogue would also get to bridge these gaps that are evident. Let's hope that this is not just another political stunt, but an action plan that could really unite South Africans behind improving and making a difference in South Africa, not only for the current generations, but for future generations to come. Let's rewrite the wrongs. Let's fix what was broken. Let's rebuild a stronger, more resilient, proud South Africa, free from unemployment, gender-based violence, femicide, rapes of minors in schools, where we are all fair, equal, and have opportunities to thrive and survive. I am Kutazumalo, the founder and president of Voice It in Action. If the president of the Republic of South Africa is listening, Mr. President, do consider me as a member of the dialogue as well. I'm hoping to attend on the 15th. But if not, we will definitely participate where possible. Thank you.